Trump admin signals Iran conflict wrapping up as U.S. forces deliver heaviest day of strikes. President Donald Trump may be readying to declare victory in the military campaign against Iran, after nearly 2 weeks of U.S. Israel strikes on the Persian state. At a press conference in Doral, Florida, on March 9, the president said U.S. and Israeli forces were winning very decisively, and the joint military operation was way ahead of schedule. During his Monday press conference, Trump said the Iran conflict is going to be ended soon. The president said the biggest threats Iran posed at the start of the conflict had been negated within the first 2 days of operations. He touted expansive strikes on Iran's Navy and Air Force. The Pentagon has assessed that Iranian missile attacks have fallen by 90% from the start of the conflict, while drone attacks have fallen by 83%. As President Trump declared yesterday, "We're crushing the enemy in an overwhelming display of technical skill and military force," Secretary of War Hegseth told reporters on March 10. While reporting decisive battlefield successes, Hegseth deferred to the president on a specific timeline for U.S. operations to conclude. "The president has set a very specific mission to accomplish, and our job is to unrelentingly deliver that. Now, he gets to control the throttle. He's the one deciding," Hegseth said. As in previous press briefings during the ongoing Iran hostilities, Hegseth again distanced the current U.S. military operations from those the United States undertook in Iraq in 2003. "This is not 2003. This is not endless nation-building under those types of quagmires we saw under Orr. It's not even close," Hegseth said on Tuesday. "Our generation of soldier will not let that happen again, and nor will this president, who very clearly ran against those kinds of never-ending, nebulously scoped missions." Trump had previously called for Iran's unconditional surrender. On Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters that Trump isn't necessarily expecting Iranian leaders to announce a surrender. "When President Trump says that Iran is in a place of unconditional surrender, he's not claiming the Iranian regime is going to come out and say that themselves," Leavitt said. "What the president means is that Iran's threats will no longer be backed by a ballistic missile arsenal that protects them from building a nuclear bomb in their country." Most intense day of strikes. During his Tuesday remarks, Hegseth announced U.S. forces were undertaking the most intense day of strikes inside Iran since the start of hostilities. "The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes, intelligence more refined and better than ever," he said. "In the first 10 days of fighting, U.S. forces have reported striking more than 5,000 targets, including 50 Iranian warships." On Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane said U.S. forces were continuing to search for and strike Iranian mine-laying vessels that could impede commercial traffic through the Persian Gulf. At a March 4 press briefing, Hegseth had said U.S. forces were also working to achieve total air superiority over Iranian airspace and would reach that objective in under a week. In their remarks last week, Hegseth and Kane explained that gradual reductions in Iran's air defenses would allow U.S. forces to transition from striking with longer-ranged weapons launched outside of Iranian airspace to using cheaper and more readily available bombs that can be dropped from within Iran's airspace. At the Tuesday press briefing, Kane said U.S. bombers had recently dropped dozens of 2,000-pound GPS-guided gravity bombs to strike underground Iranian missile facilities in the south of the country. The Epoch Times reached out to the U.S. Central Command for more details about the progress of the U.S. effort to gain air superiority over Iran, but did not receive a response by publication time. Thus far, 7 U.S. military personnel have been killed in the course of hostilities with Iran. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell told the Epoch Times that another 140 U.S. military personnel have sustained injuries. Parnell said most of the injuries have been minor, and 108 of those injured have since returned to duty. 8 service members remain listed as severely injured and are receiving the highest level of medical care, Parnell added. Trump consulting with Netanyahu. While he said during his Monday press conference that the current hostilities with Iran would soon end, Trump said U.S. forces may once again be called upon to fight Iranian forces. "If it starts up again, they'll be hit even harder," the president warned. In an interview with the Times of Israel on March 8, Trump said he would consult with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he moves to conclude U.S. military operations against Iran. I think it's mutual, a little bit. We've been talking. I'll make a decision at the right time, but everything's going to be taken into account, Trump said. The fighting with Iran has reignited clashes between Israel and Hezbollah, a designated terrorist group long considered an ally to Iran's Shia Islamic leadership. Israel's military has reported striking dozens of Hezbollah targets across Lebanon. The Israeli military has reported that several of its troops have been injured in the fighting. As of Monday, Netanyahu's office had identified two Israeli soldiers killed in the course of fighting along the Lebanon border.